Vermont has roughly 1,400 home-based child care providers. This bill would give them the opportunity to form a union and enter into negotiations with the state over the subsidies they receive to provide services to children from low-income families. The bill would affect only those providers who take care of 12 or fewer children. The House has backed this bill in the past, but it's been stalled in the Senate. However, things turned out differently this year when Senate President John Campbell allowed the bill to come to the floor for a vote, and it passed 22-8. This week, the debate returned to the House. Waterbury Representative Tom Stevens said it's critical to give the home-based providers the ability to negotiate with the state over the subsidies.
This bill is going to give a cohort of people, which are generally speaking very poor, very isolated daycare providers, an opportunity to have a voice in the negotiations with the state over subsidy rates, professional training, and grievance procedures with the state.
Stevens notes that there's a 40% turnover rate for workers at the smaller home-based operations. He thinks establishing higher subsidy rates will create continuity for these providers and the children they serve.
If we can lower turnover and we can provide stability for families and we can get these kids into a stable situation so they can learn better or pre-learn better before they go to school, that seems to be the policy and everything else we're working for.
Burlington Representative Kurt Wright opposed the bill because he says providers who don't want to join the union will still have to pay a union fee.
It is going to, I think, hurt small providers who do not want to be forced to join and pay union dues and can't afford that. And if the bill passes, there is a very good likelihood that that's what will happen. And I think there are unintended consequences as a result of the bill.
And Wright says it's been difficult for lawmakers to raise the state subsidy rate in recent years because of other budget pressures.
We have the ability in the legislature to raise the subsidy rate if we choose to on our own. And we haven't done it for a number of years. And what we say is, okay, we're not going to raise that rate, but we're going to allow you to form a union to lobby us to do what we won't do without it.
The legislation enjoys the strong support of Governor Peter Shumlin, and he says he'll enthusiastically sign the bill when it reaches his desk. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.